This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Campaigning is in full swing for the first phase of the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Top leaders of major political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally in Doda district today. The Congress and National Conference are also campaigning for their party candidates. Meanwhile, the election campaign has also picked up pace for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch the party's campaign in the state today. He will hold an election rally at Theme Park of Kurukshetra this afternoon. It will be the first election rally of Mr. Modi in Haryana. Congress and other regional parties are also making efforts to woo the voters. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, three unidentified terrorists were killed in the Kriri encounter in North Kashmir's Baramulla district this morning. A senior police officer stated that the terrorists were gunned down during the encounter. A senior army officer also confirmed the killing of the three terrorists. The identities of the slain terrorists are being ascertained. Further details are awaited. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has conducted searches at several locations in Punjab in connection with its probe into the attack on the Indian High Commission in Canada, allegedly by Khalistan supporters. The searches were conducted yesterday in Moga, Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Jalandhar. In Assam, the state cabinet has decided to hand over all the cases registered in connection with the unregulated deposits and online trading scams to the CBI for investigation. The Cabinet has also directed the Home and Finance Departments to jointly prepare a standard operating procedure to prevent occurrence of such activities in the future. Recently, several FIRs were lodged in connection with online trading scam and people held protests at various places across the state on the issue. Till now, 61 people have been arrested, 22 lookout circulars have been issued and 14 special investigation teams have been formed in connection with the scam. Hindi Divas is being celebrated across the country today. It was on this day in 1949 that the Constituent Assembly adopted Hindi written in Devanagari script as the official language of the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has extended greetings to all the countrymen on the occasion of Hindi Divas today. In a video message, Mr. Shah emphasized the significance of this year's Hindi Divas, noting that on September 14, 1949, the Constituent Assembly of India had adopted Hindi as the official language. Mr. Shah mentioned that Hindi Divas is completing its 75th year and this milestone is being celebrated as the Diamond Jubilee of Hindi as the official language. Mr. Shah underscored that all Indian languages are a source of pride and heritage for the country, asserting that progress cannot be achieved without enriching these languages. He affirmed that certainty that there is no competition between Hindi and any regional language, highlighting that Hindi is a friend to all local languages. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Bihar, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh today under the influence of a depression over northeast Bay of Bengal. Extremely heavy rainfall is also expected over Uttarakhand today. The Weather Department has also forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur and Bihar for the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, the IMD predicted generally cloudy weather with moderate rain over Delhi and adjoining NCR region today. The government has removed the minimum export price of $950 per ton for issuing registration cum allocation certificates for export of basmati rice. In a social media post, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal hailed the decision, saying that the export of high-quality rice will boost farmers' earnings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.